City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Gareth Roberts from the Anfield Rap. Morning to you, Gareth.
Morning.
Okay, let's talk stands. Let's talk tickets, access for the new Anfield. Should we call it the new Anfield? Does it feel like the new Anfield to you?
I think it's quite new, yeah. I went and had a look at the new stand and it's quite new. It's quite different. It feels like a new era, that sort of stuff.
Does it feel imposing? The biggest thing that I noticed was the cop just felt, not small, but it felt sort of... like the smaller child of the family now.
It does, yeah. And it's a little bit sad that. It feels like that should be always be the big stand because it's the tradition and everything else. But you know what else could Liverpool do? It's landlocked. You can't go that way. You had to go this way with the main stand. So it makes sense. But yeah, I guess we just had to get past that tradition thing. We've got to stay at Anfield. And that's what a lot of people, including me, wanted. I don't think it feels the same if you move to a new ground. We've been to... You know, you look at Man City's ground and things like that, and it's a bit soulless. And I think, you know, you can still look at Anfield and say, well, that's where Steven Gerrard scored that goal against Olympiacos. That's where, you know, that's the end where we scored against Saint-Étienne. You know, all that sort of thing. The history remains. It's still on that piece of grass.
Oh, it's retaining the memories, isn't it? Yeah. I think that's very, very important. Without jumping the gun, do you think, and I know the proposals are already in there for the Anfield Road end, and that makes the most sense, but do you think there's ever a time you could expand the cop, or is the cop untouchable? Would you almost expand all the other two sides before the cop?
I think there's already plans kicking round, isn't there, for the sort of the rest of Anfield development outside of the stadium, if you like. So it seems to me like it must be difficult to extend the cop now. I mean, one little sort of dream I always had, I think it's Atletico Madrid that I've actually got. They put their stand almost over the road, so it turned into like a tunnel.
Absolutely.
A tunnel goes through the stand, and I always thought, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Imagine a tunnel going through Anfield. Imagine how much that'd annoy Evertonians.
Well, talking about annoying Evertonians, so I've been up there, I've had a look inside the concourses of the new main stand. And if you go to the very top, there's these amazing windows. And, you know, all the fans will see that when you go in there. The incredible sort of vistas of the city. You can see all around. But one thing is very noticeable. You can see a large proportion of the main stand at Goodison Park. So, in other words, if you're in the main stand at Goodison Park,
you can see Anfield.
All you can see is sort of Anfield out of the corner of your eye, which I'm sure probably won't go down that well with some of the Evertonians, I wouldn't have thought.
I don't think it is going down well, no, Steve. I mean, you know, we get the Anfield app get a lot of angry tweets from Evertonians at times. And one the other day was, you know, why are you all banging on about your stand all the time? Have you won your big stand cup, have you? I mean, one thing that sort of makes me laugh as well is Everton fixed their badge to all the lampposts around Anfield and surrounding area not long ago. And I kind of wonder how that decision was made. I thought, you know, someone at Everton said, well, you can see this stand from everywhere now. And everyone's being reminded of Liverpool every 5 minutes. So let's put the Everton badge on all the lampposts and that'll remind people of Everton. I almost wonder, was that the thinking? I reckon it was.
A minor badge war. Look, I think, as far as I'm concerned, thinking in the long run, if Everton can get a massive new stadium, wow, for the city, that would be brilliant to have too. Hopefully, it might sort of jolt Everton along a little bit, you know, that the people in power there might look at what's been done at Liverpool. And it seems to have taken forever for Liverpool to get to this stage.
Yeah, it has. I mean, we were talking about this the other day and we were saying, you know, there's so many different versions of what could have happened. You know, you go back to what people called the Rick Parry Bowl, which was almost like a big version of Bolton Wanderers ground. Then there was the version
don't replicate that.
I know. Then there was the version under Hicks and Gillette as well on Stanley Park. Obviously, that never happened. We never did see that spade in the ground. So, you know, there was various things that went on for years. I mean, I remember going on an Anfield tour absolutely years ago. I mean, to show you how long ago it was, I was holding Robbie Fowler's shirt in the changing rooms the first time. And I remember speaking to someone then, and there was plans then, you know, being kicked around about extending the main stand out and it being around 54,000. And it's mad that it's come full circle and that's ended up what's happened after, you know, all these failed attempts. But you're right about Everton as well. I mean, joking aside, I like the fact that Liverpool's a good football city, and I'd like Everton to have, you know, a decent ground as well. And both, you know, if I get all misty-eyed, get back to the, you know, the 80s when we were both near the top and fighting with each other. They were great times, and I'd like to think they can happen again at some point. Better than Manchester sides being top of the league.
Oh yeah, and I think if Everton can get one down at the dock, I think just because our waterfront is one of our sort of major points. Isn't it? I think that would be just unbelievable. If they can have a big monster down there, we'll have our own, obviously, at Anfield. It would just be brilliant for the city as a whole.
If that happened, though, have they won the Big Stan Cup? Then?
Have they? If they're down at the... You might have to hand the cup over. The Big Stan Cup. Who came up with this idea? Unbelievable. Right, so 5:30 against Leicester, that all starts. But I just noticed last night, it's quite a bit being said on social media about ticket access for the ground. How's it going to work? Is there more availability for general fans to get their hands on tickets this season?
I think it's difficult to say, isn't it? There's a lot of corporates offering the new stand, which everyone's that's fairly well known. And there was obviously, you know, the reason we had the walkout against Sunderland and that sort of thing was that some of the price tiers were up to £77 and that got scaled down a little bit. I think what's happened is that there are some tickets, a limited amount available to if you've got an L postcode and you can get along and queue up and go old school, really. That's the way I used to go the match. I mean, you know, I used to just walk into the cop originally, but then when it started to go over to tickets, you know, you used to have to get down Anfield really early, queue up, get a ticket, and then you knew you were in on the Saturday. And I think it's sort of it's only a limited amount, but even if it's only a limited amount, I think it's a good thing, because I always say that, you know, you've got to foster the next generation of football fans. And I think if you're from the city and you're supporting Liverpool Football Club, you know, you feel that real passion about it. And they're the people that you need inside the stadium. I mean, I know Liverpool have got fans all over the world, but I think it should be recognised that it's Liverpool Football Club and that it's nice to get local youngsters in the ground and get them to get that bug of going to the game.
So this is the way of getting local people into the ground. So basically what it says on the website is local general sale. Yeah. Buy online from 8:15 a.m. Wednesday the 7th of September. So that's tomorrow. All supporters with an L postcode must be registered to purchase tickets for this sale. Supporters must have registered before midnight last Friday to be eligible. Do you basically just need to be part of the Liverpool family, if you like, the online family, to actually get a ticket? Can anyone get a ticket? Is basically what I'm saying.
I think so. Yeah, as long as you register. That's my understanding of it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've sort of messed around with fan cards and having to register, because, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have a season ticket in my own name now. It took me a long time to get there. But yeah, as far as I understand it's if you've got an L postcode, you can register and you're in with the chance of this pool of tickets.
Okay, and we don't know what the tickets are. Obviously, there are some with slightly cheaper values on them. There's some £9 tickets,
yeah,
aren't there?
They're right in the corners, aren't they? And then you stand, and I'm not sure about what kind of view you might be getting there, hence the price. I mean, when I went down to the opening of the new stand, but where I got to have a look was only the sort of bottom tier, and that was great. It looked fantastic, but you know, I couldn't get a view of what it was like in the corners at the top, which is probably, I'm guessing, where some of the views aren't the greatest, because I guess it's probably cut off by the cop, by the Anfield Road, perhaps by some of the sort of the girders that are holding up the stand. So I'm guessing they're your £9 ones.
Would you be a bit miffed? Would you, even for £9, if you turned up, Gareth, and you know, you were going to the match, it was your big chance. So I'm a family and I've never been to the game before, and I just go, right, I've got to general sale, I've got my hands on some tickets, they're £9, I'm telling everyone, look, I'm going for £9, and I get there.
And you
but
can't really
see the whole ground.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? I mean, you know, I've had it myself before, I've had some seats on the back row of the Anfield Rows at Anfield, and they're not great, you know, you can't see, especially when everyone starts standing up, so...
Back at the cops, the same.
Yeah, there's some awful seats already at Anfield, to be fair, and this is only adding to it. And I think that's, you know, the case at a lot of the older stadiums, that there are bad views. There are bad views at Goodison Park as well, you know, and some of the more traditional grounds. I mean, I think it was Sheffield United I went to once, and got to my seat and I was behind a pole. And all game, I was bobbing left and right to be able to actually see the match. And it's not great. And those pictures will be all over social media very soon. Look at Liverpool's new stand. Look at these terrible views. But, you know, guess the club's ready for that.
The problem is there's no one to complain to, is there, when you're behind a pole?
No.
It's like if you try and tell a steward.
You can't move it,
like,
can you?
Yeah, well, whatever. What do you expect me to do about that?
I know.
I think the stand as a whole looks incredible.
Looks fantastic, yeah.
And I think the one thing I noticed, and you probably did as well, is just how steep it is.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I think even if you are at the top, I don't think you probably feel like you're a long way away from the pitch. It's high as opposed to sort of a long... It doesn't feel like you've got a running track in between you. I think it's so steep, it just feels like you're high above it.
It's quite good, that, as well, I think. Because, I mean, I think one of the good, you know, the selling points, the good points about Anfield over the years has been how tight it is to the pitch. And when everyone gets going, that's one of the reasons that you get a good atmosphere out of it. So the fact that they designed it that way, if we can get that stand rocking as well as the cop, you know, it should make for a good atmosphere. I mean, there's some talk on social media of doing the, you know, welcome the coach sort of Dortmund and Villarreal style last season. So if that happens, plus it's a 5:30 kickoff, I just kind of think, you know, we could have a really good atmosphere against Leicester and hopefully beat the reigning champions, which still feels like a strange phrase to say about Leicester City.
The area around the ground. So there was those wonderful pictures last year, of course, where the team bus was coming through and you had all the scaffolding around the pub and everyone was hanging off. It was like a ship, wasn't it, with everyone watching the bus come in. But of course, it's different now and it looks amazing and it's sort of open space. And the bus drives into a tunnel.
That's
which
right.
goes down underneath the ground, very sort of Wembley-esque or Arsenal-esque.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's good that, and it means that I think these type of welcomes that we've started to do, that are almost starting to become a bit of a Liverpool tradition, that almost aids that, you would think. Because if the coach is literally driving into the underneath of the stand, you would imagine it's going to be surrounded by fans all the way down the road leading into that. And so, you know, we can give them a real good welcome and show that, you know, we're getting behind them, that we want a good result and everything else. And I think all that helps. I mean, you only have to look at the way, you know, I think it was the Dortmund game, where, you know, all the players were posting up social media footage of what it was like inside the coach, and they were all saying, this is amazing. You know, they're only human beings.
They're young lads.
Yeah, the young lads. That must be amazing. They must be riding along in that coach thinking, we've got to do something for these fans here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd absolutely love that if I was inside the coach and the fans were doing that. It must, you know, put an extra... I don't know, whatever the word is, stride in your step.
Well, no other teams do it.
No.
Do they? Liverpool, as you say, have started to make a little bit of, it's just an individual mark with that. It's just happening on a more consistent basis. And actually, it doesn't matter how many times you see it. It becomes almost like its own mini cup final outside the ground.
I don't think really probably any other set of fans could organise something like that. I think there's a lot of cynical people who follow football, and I think we've got more fans now who are behind the tradition of, you know, making flags, singing the songs, trying to keep the sort of cop tradition going, and that it seems to have spilled over now, and this has become a thing. You know, I remember we did it against I think it was Tottenham in the Rafa reign. When things were going wrong, it was like, well, let's all get out there and show the team that despite what's going on off the pitch, we still support them. Mm. And that's where it come from, really. That's the first time I can remember that it really sort of worked. And then it's gone from there. Obviously, Dortmund was fantastic. Villarreal was fantastic. And I'm glad to see that there's talk of doing it on Saturday as well, because, you know, the way Liverpool have started the season, there feels like there is a bit of negativity floating around, which seems to only be on the basis of the Burnley results. The other two, you know, the other two games in the league with a decent result away from home. So, you know, I think there needs to be a little injection of positivity now and hopefully get that ground rocking for Saturday.
Welcome. I think it would be contrived if other teams did it. Just in terms of the bigger picture and obviously what lies ahead for Liverpool, how big does a stadium need to be, do you think, for a massive club these days? 54,000 it sounds sort of moderate. It doesn't sound massive, does it?
No, I mean, I said earlier about some of those earlier plans, and some of those earlier plans, they were talking up to sort of 70,000 at the time. And I personally think it would be nice if Liverpool could go as big as they possibly can go with the stadium, because the constant talk about access to tickets and getting local people inside the ground, you know, the bigger the ground to me means you can have more price points, and surely then you can have, you know, lower price tickets then. You know, if you want to fill 70,000 midweek, because we know a lot of fans travel to Anfield from outside the area, if it was a midweek game where maybe some of those fans can't get over, if you could open that up and say, you know, it's a fiver in, it's a tenner in, and again get the kids in there, you know, and maybe even have sort of, you know, unreserved seating areas where if you could queue up, get in, and you could actually sit with your mates, you know, and that generates a better atmosphere than when you're dotted all over the show because you're having to buy tickets through all these complicated systems. You know, I think that's one of the reasons that atmospheres have died a little bit in modern stadiums. You simply can't sit with your mates, and when you're sat on your own, it's hard to start a song by yourself. You don't want to look silly, do you?
No, you could look a bit stupid, couldn't you? Main stand, favourite memory of the old main stand. Have you got one that stands out?
I mean, I actually used to sit in there for a long time. I had a season ticket. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this in someone else's name. And I sat right on the halfway line. And I had loads of good memories in there. I mean, people talk about it being a stand where people don't sing and people don't get behind, but you know, the team. But they do. They do. It's just got to be the right sort of atmosphere. So there was a few times in there that it was rocking. I think probably my favourite one off the top of my head, I remember David Ngog scoring in the last minute against Manchester United.
Pepe Reina run.
Pepe Reina ran off to greet him. And the main stand went mad for that one. They enjoyed that one.
Oh, Gareth, brilliant stuff. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No worries.
Anfield Rap, when are you back on it?
Today. We record every day. The show's out there going every day. So check it out if you're ready.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.